Hi, everyone. So I wanted to come on here to do a short episode. I'll be releasing an episode shortly about trust and discernment, which is the second part of a series of interviews I'm doing with Ceres Andromeda. And it's all about the foundations of ascension and what an ascension process, what will support an ascension process. And I really have been wanting to share about my social media detox and taking a break from Instagram. And as I recorded this interview with Ceres, I realized that these things are so intertwined, because the concept of trust and trusting yourself first over anything external is one of the main pillars of the ascension process. And in order to trust yourself, something that can be very, very helpful in this age of information overload is to be very discerning about what energy or what information you're taking in from others. And I felt this intuitively right after New Year's. I felt just the huge desire in my body to take a break from being on. And it was a pretty easy decision for me. I just got really clear that I didn't want the pressure of feeling like I should be posting or I haven't shared in a while. And I just wanted to remove that. And so I made a post. I did a little story explaining. I also had a death in the family. My grandfather passed away. And so I was just, you know, bringing my energy back to myself and doing some healing. And did one post, did a little Instagram story, and then was off. I also use Instagram for some other work projects that I have. And so I didn't delete the app, but I would have if I didn't need it for work. And that was actually an even a good practice for me, because, you know, having that extra temptation, I think, was good for me to just really return to center every single time I opened the app. I did release Facebook, or I did remove Facebook app from my phone. But that wasn't out. That wasn't usually the place where I scrolled. It was definitely more of that would happen on Instagram. So, I mean, man, there's a lot that I can say about this, but overall, the biggest thing is I noticed is that I have so much more time to do the things that I actually want to do. And time and my life is so much slower. When I'm not constantly taking in, you know, maybe hundreds or tens, 20s, 30 different people of updates, of life updates, of what's happening, of new information, of things that they've figured out and things that they're trying and new practices and da da da. I mean, that literally speeds up my nervous system so much. And I didn't realize that how much more slowly I could operate in the world until I stopped being on social media for a bit. And I think as a society, we suffer from quickness and productivity as our number one focus, and of constantly producing and being seen, the pressure to do those things. And without these social media apps taking up a big space of my consciousness, I feel so much more at peace with myself, and I'm able to spend focused, dedicated time on the projects that I care about. And the other thing with the fast-paced aspect of social media is I'm also much more able to spend longer chunks of time on projects when I'm not really active on Instagram, for example. So Instagram has this stories feature, which is 15-second videos that you can create, and they will stay up on your feed for 24 hours and then they're gone. And so it's literally training us, and it's trained me to focus on this like short, fast content creation. And that is really fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love all of these things, and they're great ways to stay in touch, and they're entertaining, and they're dynamic, and it's helpful to learn how to be succinct in how you're sharing in a 15-second video, for example, and to really create, you know, a body of work that I feel really proud of. I need to roll up my sleeves and sit down for longer than 15 seconds and, you know, hours and days, and kind of like that plodding through step by step, steady, steady, steady. That's the way of creating a bigger piece of work, a bigger project that may not be seen by the world for a long time. And the social media world of constantly sharing what you're doing, what you're working on, has also conditioned me to kind of look for constant validation. It's like if I'm working on a project, well, I don't really feel like I'm doing anything unless I'm telling people about it. And that in itself just makes it much less likely that I'm going to stick with a long project that will take a lot of time to produce, because there's no external validation or feedback. And I really, really saw that and felt that when I didn't have that validation and feedback. And I also really saw how, you know, there was a time in my life where I feel like social media was helpful, and it was helpful to have validation, and it actually did boost my confidence of like, wow, people actually resonate with what I have to say. That's really cool. And I do feel that I'm not needing that as much right now in my life. And I feel pretty solid in myself and pretty confident in myself. And so that validation was more of just this conditioned, like habitual pattern for me. So I did a little list of pros and cons, basically. The pros. So when I had time off of Instagram, I got to really think about what did I like? I got to see what I missed. So the things that I noticed I missed was, after, you know, probably like a week or so, it was a little stagnant in my life. It's like, okay, I have people in my life that I see, but I did notice that their Instagram can provide an increase in inspiration and dynamic energy. And there's also, you know, you can make kind of quick connections and just get inspired pretty easily by seeing what others are doing. So it helps, it does in a way help me feel more connected. And also, given the work that I do is a lot about what's happening collectively, social media is a great way to tune into the collective. And there's a lot of ways to tune into that outside of social media as well. But I did notice that that was something that I missed. Social media and Instagram are an easy access point for information that I want. And so it's a source of news for me in a way. And then the other thing that I did when I was on this detox, I think I was following around 1,300 people, which is so many people. And I cut that down to about 400. And, you know, if you've been on social media for any extended amount of time, like years, you just, unless you cull your list, you are probably collecting followers from, like, you know, high school or college, or, you know, whenever you started using Instagram, you may still be seeing, you know, your old coworkers from like four jobs ago. And so part of this whole process of tuning into yourself and discernment of what's true for you is really supported when you cut out just extraneous information and stuff you just don't even care about, people you don't even know, like you're like don't even know why you're following them. So I did find that cutting that down did make my my scrolling habit less intense, because I would be seeing more things that I wanted to see versus kind of scrolling to look for the things that I wanted to see. Okay, so then there's the cons list, or the benefits of decreasing social media use. So I already talked about a few of these. So I said I shifted from short-term fast creation to longer, more thorough, thoughtful bodies of work type of creation, longer attention span. My life slowed down. I read a lot. I was much, much more focused on the few things that I really wanted to accomplish in a day. And I was reading a book that I really got into. It's called Shantaram. You may have heard of it. And I had a lot more time to read it. And just, I haven't spent hours reading in so long, and it felt so good. Instagram is actually addictive. If you do any research around social media and how it is addicting, you will find plenty of research. But basically, it feeds your brain with oxytocin and feel-good chemicals when you are on it. And when that's why we kind of keep scrolling, is because we're looking for the next hit. And so removing that helped remove that addiction and that feeling of maybe dissatisfaction, or like I'm searching for something. It also helped me see what I did organically go to Instagram for. So the few accounts that I actually rely on for news or information, or it was like, oh, I'm not getting updates from that Instagram account. I wonder if I can go to their website and just see what's going on there, or go onto Instagram specifically to look at that one account and to not get sucked in to other information that I don't need or don't want in that moment. So I just want to share this because I found it super helpful. Where I'm at now is I'm in an in-between, but my relationship has changed, I'll say. So I am going on, I haven't looked at data usage of time or minutes spent on Instagram, but I know it's substantially less. I may check it, you know, 2 to 4 times a day, let's say. I'm definitely more interested in checking it if I've posted. But one thing I'm looking at is like, how can I create my content in a way that is cohesive, and what tools can support me in doing that? And so I'm opening up to different posting platforms I do want to keep sharing. And that was one of the main things that I saw, is like, I love being on Instagram and sharing and connecting with people in comments and DMs. I'm just shifting my focus to that being less of a priority, and my work being the number one priority, or, you know, one of the top priorities in my life. So if I'm creating a podcast episode, for example, I could create a couple of different posts and prepare them in advance and then post them at, you know, each day. And that would be a way to still share and still connect with people when I choose to go on the platform, without having to be on Instagram like an hour every day. And so I know a lot of people are out there with the side gigs and the hustles and the Instagram for work. We're all in the millennial work environment, where whether or not you're a millennial, their social media is important for a business. And so I know that work isn't often an excuse of like, oh, I can't get off Instagram, I have to work. But I want to just share my experience that it's definitely possible. You can pull yourself away and still be present with it when you're using it. You can still use it as a tool for sharing. And you can bring your energy back to yourself. I think another thing that I didn't explicitly say is that when you are receiving a lot of other people's information, you are just depleting your own energy. You're literally giving away your energy as you scroll to all of those other inputs. And it's now is the time to really, really cultivate your own energy and bring your energy back to yourself, because we need you to be operating at your fullest, highest capacity and embodying your fullest, highest potential, because it's now is the time and we're approaching very, very important times in history. So, okay, I hope this was helpful. I am going to sign off. I'd love to hear in the comments or on Instagram, feel free to DM me, or you can send me an email at love@sina-maria.com. And I'd love to hear if you have experienced taking a detox, what your experience has been like from social media, or just anything that you want to share. I'm open. Okay. Thanks for tuning in.